So, Rachel, we welcome you as our new family coach this morning.
All right, you guys are going to have to bear with me as I try to get through this. I wrote it all down. Usually I'm much more composed, as you guys know, but today's a little emotional for me. This is a big deal. This has been a couple years coming. Jake and I actually first had this conversation in June of last year, okay? So that's how long, like, this has been talked about and thrown around and prayed about and just discerned. So to start with, in the past, our family ministry was kind of disconnected. I wouldn't even call it a family ministry. We had three separate children's areas, and they functioned independently. They taught independently. Nobody really communicated. If we had families with children in multiple areas, we weren't really aware of it even. So part of Jake's vision with having a family coach, just like Daniel with a worship coach, you know, bringing unity to the body, really fulfilling our Ephesians passages. So I started by serving in the nursery about 7 years ago. That was where I first started in the children's area. And I spent a lot of time, years, pouring out my love to those babies and just loving on them in Jesus' name. And that brought me so much joy. But as anyone who has served in those areas knows, it's a very underappreciated and overlooked area within the church. It's not glamorous to just be in a room loving on babies in Jesus' name, as much fun as it might be. And I get really goofy with those babies in there, if you've seen me. But I had so much fun, and I really started to feel the joy that can come from just serving in a humble position. And I don't think that that's really, you can't understand that until you're just picking up chairs or you're sweeping floors or you're greeting people on Sundays. You don't get that opportunity to experience that joy until you do it. So being in that place in the church for years really gave me that heart for service. And it really taught me that every member of the church is important. From the infant being loved on in Jesus' name to the one doing the loving, there is a place for everyone in Christ's body. Guys, that's just the introduction, okay? I got more to say. I'm sorry, Pastor Douglas, if I go over a little. So I left Wednesday night nursery duty in 2019 to be part of flight training, as Jake was talking about. And at the end of flight training, I had been equipped with all of this knowledge that I didn't really know what to do with. At the time, Bryce and our oldest daughter was in youth, and he was serving in youth, and so not really knowing where else to go, I was like, well, I'll just go join the youth. I don't really like teenagers that much. They're kind of hard to deal with. I don't really like it when they give me attitude and talk back, like the babies cry, but whatever, you pat them on the back and they're okay. So I told God that. I was like, well, I'm not really excited about this, but I don't know if I have it in me to really work with these teens, but I'll try. I don't know where else to go. But I'm glad I did that. I'm glad that I got outside of myself and quit doubting my abilities enough, because as you guys know and have witnessed, the youth are a joy to me now. I've learned so much from them. And I stepped into something that I felt unqualified for, but then God equipped me. We don't serve a God that calls the equipped. We serve a God that equips the called, right? Within months of me starting in that volunteer position, it was 2020. And we, Justin, Amy, and I, and a couple other volunteers at the time, we had this giant plan for the youth. We had come up with all these classes we were going to put them through. We had different areas for kids to serve in, to try to equip them for their gifts. We had everything planned out. We were getting ready to start. And then COVID. And so with this kind of death of our vision, it was really the start of something new. And at the beginning of our church really losing everything, we lost volunteers, we lost teachers, we lost funds, we lost students. And this wasn't a unique experience to the youth. This happened in every area of the children's ministries. We all felt the pain and the burden. We felt the pain and the burden of not being able to love on our students for those months on end. We did our best to show up and remind them that we still cared, but it was a challenge. And it continues to be a challenge because we just haven't had the resources that we've needed. But the drought and the famine that come during times like those drive the faithful to grow their roots deep. When the rains don't come, the plant will do one of two things. It will drive its roots deeper in search of water, or it will wither and die. Our family ministry is still here. We did not wither and die because our dedicated our dedicated individuals who chose to stay chose to go deeper. They chose to show up when it was hard. They chose to put their love for children and their faith in Jesus above their questions and their doubts. They've shown up week in and week out faithfully. It has been a dry season, but we are still here. So if you've served in any children's area since 2020, I want you guys to stand up and I want you guys to all give them a round of applause. So serving in the nursery taught me humility and the value of every person having a part in the body. Serving in the youth during a giant global pandemic taught me perseverance. It gave me a vision and a drive that I would not have had otherwise. It gave me a passion to see fruit come from our young people. In 2021, I started in the team captains program. And the things I've learned from Jake and Adam and Kyle and Mark have helped me to think about and understand my role in Jesus's body better. Everything I have learned along the way has prepared me for this moment. And so these guys get credit. Everyone who has taught me a class in this church, you've helped me get to this moment. Guys. Okay. I know that I've been created for such a time as this. And discovering my purpose all started by serving in that lowly position. In that vein, I want to read to you some of Jesus's words. And it comes from Matthew 18, 1 through 5. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like a little child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever takes the lowly position of this child." Think about that for a minute. How does that relate to you? How do you want to lead? Do you want to teach others what they should do and tell everyone how they should live? Have you changed through lowly positions yet? Maybe you're like me when I was going into youth and telling God I could never go to that spot. Yeah? Why is that? Because you feel better than it? Because you feel unqualified? In either case, are you submitting and allowing yourself to be taught like a child? I know the answer for me in the beginning was no. Our children's areas are in desperate need of support right now. We have been pruned like a fruit tree. We are a seemingly ugly stump. We are bare bones. But why do you prune a fruit tree? You do it so it can produce more fruit. We have been presented with an opportunity by Jesus himself. Jesus did the pruning. Jesus has prepared us for this moment. We have an opportunity to grow something entirely new in this family ministry. Nothing like this has ever been done at Maywood before. And it's not going to be me standing up here talking to you guys. It's going to be you guys. It's going to be me equipping the leaders and the leaders working together as the Christ, as Christ's body. With Christ as the head, not as with Rachel Gentry as the head. I am not the head, okay? Christ is the head of this family ministry. So if you're interested in growing with us, please come see me after service. I know that God is already working in the hearts of his faithful servants in this church, because just in the past few weeks, we've had five people, I think it's even been 2 weeks, we've had five people step into key roles as leaders in the family ministry. And this was before I was the leader, so I can't take credit for any of that, okay? That's how you know it's Jesus, because Jesus was working before I stepped into this position. So Heather Gloria, Dana Chambers, Chrissy Taylor, Brenda Allen, and Dwayne Hicks have all joined us as leaders in our family area. We still have a lot of challenges to face, and we have a lot of obstacles to overcome. And we'll go into those things in more detail as weeks go on and months go on. For instance, one area that we do need to focus on, and we will need the whole church's help with, is we have the vision to redo the children's area downstairs. It needs remodeled and it needs refreshed, and these teachers need new areas to teach in, and they need to be equipped in that way. So that's one thing that we will be coming to the church to ask for help for. We're going to need leaders and volunteers. But despite all these obstacles, we serve a God who moves mountains. And we have a faithful team in our leadership board and our volunteers and Jake, who pray and fast regularly. Jake was talking about that in the video. They are listening for the will of Christ, who is our head. And I want to invite you guys to pray and fast and try to discern with us. If you have questions about the children's area, come to me. I am going to be full-time staff. So what that looks like is I work 40 hours a week and I do have office hours. So if you have questions, if you want to talk to me, you can call up to the church during regular office hours. Amy will answer the phone and she'll pass you on to me. But more than that, I'm also going to be, since I'm the only female coach, I will be here to help the women of Maywood. So even if you're not in a family area, even if you don't have a role as a volunteer, if you are just a woman who needs prayer and needs some encouragement and needs some Lebanon, call. Find me in the hallway. That's what I'm here for. That's something that we've been missing for a long time, and I am so thankful to God for the opportunity to build up the women of Maywood in that way. So to close, I want to share the vision with you of what the family ministry will really look like. Our vision is to have one unified team serving shoulder to shoulder and building up the families of Maywood. And not just Maywood, but Independence, like Jake was talking about, inviting more people in, giving people an opportunity to come and see what Maywood is all about. Inviting them into relationship with Jesus for perhaps the first time in their lives, letting Jesus be their guide in how to have strong, united families. I think we can all agree that that's really missing in our world right now. And it starts today, and it starts right now. So please take the time to listen to the head of us all, Jesus, and ask if he desires for you to come to him like the children we are and faithfully serve him in this way. And if not, pray for us as we begin this journey. Thank you.
So stay here just a minute. So I'm going to lead us in prayer for Rachel this morning. And as I do that, I would ask each of you to be praying for Rachel in this new role as family coach at Maywood. So, dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning. We just thank you for Rachel. We thank you for her ministry that is going to be working with families and children at Maywood, her ministry that will be working with families and children outside Maywood in the community. And we just thank you for that, Father. And as we pray for Rachel, we just pray that you will anoint her with your presence, that all that she does will be to glorify you, and that Maywood can be a ministry and an outreach in this community to families. In all of these things we pray. Amen.
Amen. So if any of you need prayer, we're actually going to, I'm going to be here after service just to honor some time for because we have a special treat today. We have Pastor Douglas who's going to be preaching here. So actually, I don't know why I have this guitar here. I'm going to have Pastor Douglas come on up, and I'm going to pray for him. He's going to preach this morning, man. We are so blessed to have you, Pastor Douglas. So good. Come on up, guys. I want to pray for you here. God, thank you for the gift of Generation Church, of Pastor Douglas, and they have said yes to you in every season. Lord, and God, we just bless this man of God, Lord. Thank you for what lives inside of his heart, Lord, that the word dwells richly inside of him and you dwell richly inside. Lord, so we just pray, bless him and bless us. Lord, give us ears to hear what you're saying. Amen. I put my hand on the wrong guy.
Good morning, everybody. Nice to see you guys. So, is this Ulises?
Buenos días a todos. Es gusto verlos. My name is Ulises.
He's my interpreter today.
So, I will be his interpreter today. It's a pleasure to be here in the house of the Lord.
Y es un privilegio para mí que su pastor me haya invitado a predicar.
And it's a privilege for me, for Pastor Jake to invite me to preach today.
Y esperamos que ellos estén bien, la familia.
We hope they are well, the whole family is.
Y bueno, vamos a ver qué Dios nos quiere decir esta mañana.
And let's see what God wants to speak to us this morning.
¿Qué le parece si se pone de pie?
Would you stand up for a minute?
Vamos a orar.
We will pray.
Antes de orar, yo quiero que consideres una pregunta.
Before we pray, I want you to consider a question.
¿Por qué nos cansamos?
Why do we grow weary?
¿Por qué muchas veces nos agotamos?
Why do we, a lot of times, we just run out of gas?
¿Acaso nuestra confianza no está puesta 100% en Dios?
Isn't our confidence put in Jesus 100%?
Debería, ¿verdad? ¿Verdad que sí debería?
We should, right? We should.
Pero triste y lamentablemente no es así.
But sadly, sometimes it's not that way.
Somos humanos.
We are humans.
Y nos cansamos.
And we do grow weary.
Nos agotamos.
We just run out.
Nos estresamos.
We stressed out.
No sabemos qué hacer.
Sometimes we don't know what to do.
Pero tú estás aquí porque crees que Dios puede hacer algo en ti.
But you are here because you believe God can do something today.
Cierra tus ojitos.
So close your eyes.
Señor amado, gracias te damos en esta mañana.
Beloved Father, we thank you this morning.
Que tu espíritu hable a nuestro espíritu.
May your spirit speak to our spirit.
Y que no salgamos como entramos.
And don't let us walk out the way we just walk in.
Que salgamos diferentes.
But allow us to walk out differently.
Transformados.
Transformed.
Renovados.
Renewed.
En el nombre poderoso de Jesús.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Dale un fuerte aplauso al Señor.
Give a big round of applause.
Yo le puse al tema de la predicación hoy.
So I named this sermon today.
No te canses.
Don't grow weary.
Y todos nos cansamos en esta vida.
But we all do in this life.
Nos gusta hacer aquellas cosas que disfrutamos.
In fact, we like to do those things that we enjoy.
Pero aquellas cosas que casi no disfrutamos, no le ponemos atención.
But those that we don't really enjoy, we kind of set them aside.
Las cosas que disfrutamos las hacemos, aunque estemos cansados y agotados, las hacemos.
The things that we enjoy doing, even though we are tired, we still do them.
Y hace un rato medio escuché un poco, entendí un poco.
And earlier I was listening.
¿Cómo se llama ahí?
Rachel. To Rachel.
Y sabe, una mente cansada no es creativa.
And you know, I came to the conclusion that a weary mind, it's not very creative.
Una mente cansada no puede ver más allá.
A weary mind can't see beyond.
Una mente cansada.
A weary mind.
Un corazón cansado.
A tired heart.
No puede ser creativo.
Cannot be creative.
El liderazgo cansado no puede ser creativo.
The tired leadership can't be creative.
Una iglesia cansada no puede ser creativa.
A weary church can't be creative.
Un pastor cansado no puede ser creativo.
A pastor burned out can't be creative.
Yo tengo 32 años de predicar.
I've been preaching for 32 years.
Y me he cansado muchas veces.
And I have been worn out a lot of times.
Yo creo que la palabra aquí es agotado.
And I think the right word here is just out of gas.
Agotado.
Just out.
Y necesitamos renovarnos.
And we do need to renew ourselves.
Porque si nosotros no nos renovamos,
because if we don't renew ourselves,
no vamos a seguir haciendo lo que Dios nos llamó a hacer.
We will not be able to do what God has called us to do.
Si nos cansamos, no podemos alcanzar nuestras metas.
If we get tired, we cannot reach our goals.
¿Cuántos quieren estudiar en la universidad aquí?
How many of you wants to study in the university?
¿Cuántos quieren sacar una carrera aparte de la que tienen?
How many of you want a master besides the one you already have?
Aquí está.
It's all up here.
Pero nuestro cuerpo no responde.
But our body doesn't respond.
Son tantas cosas las que nos pasan.
There's a lot of things that happens to us.
En Gálatas capítulo 6, versículo 9.
In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9.
Dice.
It says.
No nos cansemos, pues, de hacer el bien.
Let us not become weary in doing good.
Y no solo de hacer el bien afuera.
And not just about doing good outside.
Pero hacer el bien adentro.
But to do good in here.
Hay veces que no cuidamos lo que hacemos para nosotros mismos.
Sometimes we don't take care of ourselves.
Somos descuidados.
We just let it happen.
Y ignoramos que debemos de cuidarnos.
And ignore that we must take care of ourselves.
Eso es cuando usted sale corriendo de su trabajo.
It's like whenever you just go out running from your workplace.
Y en vez de escoger una comida saludable en su casa,
and instead of choosing a healthy meal at home,
lo primero que hace es meterse a un restaurante de comida rápida.
The first thing that we do is just go inside a fast food place.
Ese no es pecado.
It's not a sin.
Lo aclaro.
I'm clarifying it.
Pero hay mucho cansancio.
But there's a lot of weariness.
Y usted lo que menos quiere es ir a cocinar a su casa.
That the last thing you want to do is go back home and cook.
Estamos agotados por el trabajo.
We're just tired because of work.
Nos agotan los niños.
The kids that run us out.
Nos agota el vecino.
The neighbor.
Nos agota la suegra.
Maybe even the in-laws.
¿Pero entienden lo que estoy tratando de decir?
But do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Escogemos lo más rápido, lo más fácil para resolver en nuestra vida.
We choose whatever is faster, what's easier to resolve in our life.
Gálatas dice, no se cansen.
But Galatians says, do not grow weary.
De hacer el bien.
Of doing good.
No nos cansemos de cuidarnos bien.
Don't get tired of taking care of yourself.
Pero no se canse de hacer el bien a otros también.
But don't grow weary of doing good to others as well.
Esta es una iglesia que bendice mucho.
This is a church that blesses others a lot.
Hay veces que no hay manos para trabajar.
There's sometimes that there's not enough hands to work.
Dios te está llamando.
And God is calling you.
Que te involucres a hacer algo.
To involve in doing something.
Pero la mente te juega una mala jugada.
But your mind plays with your head.
Dice, ¿cómo si estoy cansado?
You might think, how if I'm so tired?
¿Cómo le voy a resolver los problemas a otro cuando los míos no han resuelto?
How am I going to resolve the problems of others when mine are still a mess?
Dios nos va a dar la fortaleza.
Well, God will give us strength.
Jesús nos va a ayudar.
Jesus will help us.
Délo fuerte, délo fuerte.
Louder.
Hay, cuentan una anécdota.
So there's a story.
Hay un hombre en la vida.
There's this man in life.
Y él tiene la meta de subir al monte.
And he has this thinking of going all the way to the top of the mountain.
Y en el camino,
and on the way,
va con una carreta.
He's pulling
carreta.
This cartwheel.
Y va subiendo.
And he's just going up the hill.
Y por ahí se le aparece su hermano.
And his brothers walk about.
Y le dice, hermano, yo estoy cansado.
And he says, brother, I am tired.
¿Puedo poner mis cargas en tu carreta?
Can I just put my stuff in your cartwheel?
Y dice el hombre, okay, ponla en la carreta.
And the man says, that's fine, just put it right there.
Sigue caminando cuesta arriba.
So he keeps walking uphill.
Y aparece por ahí su mamá.
And his mom comes about.
Y le dice, hijo, es cansado lo que me está pasando.
And says, son, it's hard, it's tiring what's happening to me.
No aguanto con lo que tengo.
I can't go on with what I'm carrying.
¿Puedo ponerlo en tu carreta?
Can I just place it in your cartwheel?
Y dice el hombre, okay, ponlo en la carreta.
And the man says, okay, just place it right there.
Va cuesta arriba.
So he keeps walking uphill.
Él tiene que meter la four-wheel drive.
So he has to put the 4x4 on.
Por ahí aparece el vecino que es su amigo de hace 30 años.
So, and then he runs up to his friend, that his neighbor that's been friend for 30 years.
Le dice, vecino, tengo cargas tan pesadas en mi vida.
He says, neighbor, I have this a lot of stuff going on in my life.
Y ya no puedo más con él.
And I can't carry him no more.
¿La puedo poner en tu carreta?
Can I just place it in your cartwheel?
Dice, okay, ponle en la carreta.
So he says, go ahead, just put it in there.
Aparece la suegra más adelante.
So his in-law comes in later on.
Y le dice, hijo.
And he says, son,
estoy muy agotada por la vida.
I'm just stressed by life.
¿Puedo poner mi agotamiento y mis cargas en tu carreta?
Can I just put my tiredness and my problems in your cart?
Para ese entonces, el hombre en esta vida de que le relato,
by then, this man that I'm speaking of,
ya no tiene fuerzas,
is run out of strength,
ni para cargar con sus cargas,
to even carry on with his problems,
ni cargar con las cargas de otros,
or others.
Y eso nos pasa muchas veces.
And that's what happens to us a lot of times.
No se cansen, dice Gálatas.
Don't grow weary, Galatians
says. Y hacer el bien.
To do good.
Creo que tenemos que pensar inteligentemente.
I think we have to start thinking smarter.
Muchas veces queremos hacer lo que Dios nos está haciendo.
Sometimes we want to do what God is doing.
Y alguna vez solo tenemos que soltarle una palabra a alguien.
And sometimes we have to give a word to somebody.
No es que te pongas la carga de él encima.
It's not that you're placing their burden on you.
Es que le sueltes una palabra de revelación de parte de Dios para su vida.
It's for you to give him a word of revelation. Revelations for his life.
Yo no puedo, pero hay alguien que sí puede.
And you can say, I can't do it, but I know somebody that
se
can.
Llama Jesús.
And his name is Jesus.
Y él te va a levantar.
And he will lift
y
your
él te
burden.
Va a ayudar.
And he will set you free.
Ora, eso sí puedes hacer.
Pray, you can do that for him.
Ayuna, eso sí puedes hacer.
Fast for him, you can do that.
Lee más la palabra que te va a dar la sabiduría para contestar.
Read the word that will give you wisdom to answer that person.
No nos cansemos.
But don't grow weary.
Muchos, si yo les pregunto hoy si están agotados, que la palabra.
If I ask you guys if you're burnt out, which is more suitable now.
¿Cuántos se pondrían de pie?
How many would you stand?
No te pongas de pie.
Don't do it.
El agotamiento nos mata.
The tiredness will kill us.
Jesús dijo que en él íbamos a tener vida en abundancia.
Jesus said that we will have abundant life in him.
¿Qué pasó con nosotros entonces?
So what happened to us then?
Nos falta confianza.
Are we lack of trust?
En el segundo párrafo de este versículo,
in the second paragraph of this verse,
dice, porque a su tiempo segaremos si no desmayamos.
It says, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Está diciendo,
so he's saying,
no desmayes.
Don't stop.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. No te rajes.
No desmayes.
So don't grow weary.
Porque a su tiempo cosecharás.
Because at his time you will reap.
Veo al Pastor Bob aquí.
I see Pastor Bob over here.
Ya 27 años posiblemente de estar en el ministerio.
He's been years since being in the ministry.
Si él se hubiera agotado, que if, claro que se agotó muchas veces.
If he would have quit, of course he got tired a lot of times.
Pero él se mantuvo firmes.
But he stood his ground.
Él no desmayó.
He didn't just quit on you guys.
Él se mantuvo.
He stood his ground.
Por amor a lo que Dios le había llamado a hacer.
For the love of what God has called him to do.
Por amor a muchos.
For the love of many.
¿Y qué hizo el Señor?
And what did God do?
Puso a alguien como Pastor Jake, más joven.
He placed somebody like Pastor Jake, which is his younger.
Que siguiera con la obra.
To carry on with the work.
No desmayen.
So don't quit.
Dice, imiten a sus pastores.
So pretty much imitate your pastors.
Wow, ¿cuántos imitan a sus pastores?
How many of you guys do that?
Hoy sí están, pero mañana no están.
You are here today, but tomorrow we don't know.
El pastor siempre tiene que estar ahí.
The pastor has to be here always.
Entonces dice, porque a su tiempo segaremos, a su tiempo cosecharán.
But it says, in his due time you will reap.
Y este es el principio de la siembra y la cosecha.
And this is the principle of sowing and reaping.
Dice 2 Corintios 9:6. No lo voy a leer. Pero ahí dice, el que siembra escasamente.
And it says 2 Corinthians, I'm not going to read it as it says, but pretty much it says, whoever sow scarcely.
Escasamente segará.
Scarcely you will.
Pero el que siembra generosamente.
But those who sow generously.
Generosamente segará.
Generously you will reap.
¿Qué quiere decir eso?
What does that mean?
Yo quiero sembrar generosamente.
I want to be able to sow generously.
Yo quiero ser una persona generosa como hijo de Dios.
I want to be a generous person as a children of God.
Pero para llegar a ser así.
But in order to be like that.
En los momentos en los cuales yo estoy cansado.
In the moments when I feel tired.
Cuando yo estoy agotado físicamente.
When I'm just physically burned out.
Cuando estoy agotado espiritualmente.
When I'm spiritually burned out.
Tengo que venir a la fuente que es Cristo Jesús.
I have to come to the source, which is
Señor
Jesus
Jesús.
Christ, and say, Lord Jesus,
Señor Jesús,
Lord Jesus,
renueva mi fuerza,
renew my strength.
No puedo más.
I can't go on.
Estoy cansado.
I am tired.
No tengo la creatividad.
I don't have creativity on me
left. Para servir en tu obra.
To serve in your work.
Para dirigir mi familia.
To continue with my family.
Para tener mis negocios.
To have my own business.
Para ser de ejemplo a la comunidad.
And to be an example to my community.
Renuévame, Señor.
So renew me, Lord.
Renuévame, Señor.
Renew me, Lord.
¿Cuántos pueden decir eso?
How many of you can say that?
Mateo 11:28 dice.
Matthew 11:28 says.
Venid a mí todos los que estáis trabajados y cargados, y yo os haré descansar.
Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
Ponte de pie.
Stand up.
Nadie se escapa del agotamiento.
Nobody can run from being tired.
Nuestras fuerzas se desgastan.
Our strengths, they just fade away.
Muchas veces solo estamos sobreviviendo en esta vida.
Sometimes we're just surviving in life.
Tenemos problemas.
We have problems.
Tenemos adicciones.
Maybe addictions.
Tenemos situaciones que no hemos podido arreglar en la vida.
We have situations in life we have not been able to take care of them.
Y estamos sobreviviendo nada más.
And we're just surviving.
Cuando Jesús murió en la cruz del Calvario.
When Jesus died in the cross.
No murió para que tú vivas como vives ahora.
He didn't die so you live just the way you're living right now.
Dice él, yo he venido para que tengan vida y vida en abundancia.
He says, I have come to give you life in abundance.
Solo es descubrir cómo.
It's just a matter of discovering how.
Es solo tratar la manera de ver cómo yo puedo tener una vida mejor.
It's just about finding out how can I have a better life.
¿Cómo puedo superar mis miedos?
How can I overcome my fears?
¿Cómo puedo vencer la mente que me traiciona?
How can I overcome my mind that betrays me?
El Señor Jesús dice, todos los que estén cansados vengan a mí.
The Lord Jesus says, all of you that are tired, come to me.
Y hay un descanso en él.
And there is rest in him.
Hay un descanso que lo podemos sentir ahora.
There's a rest, a peace that we can feel today.
Pero va a haber un descanso eterno también.
But there also going to be an eternal rest.
Si no desmayamos,
if we do not dismay,
vamos a ver los frutos.
We will reap the fruits.
Me dijeron que tenía que predicar 25 minutos.
They told me I had to preach for 25 minutes.
Y estoy terminando.
And I'm about to finish.
Pero yo quiero que cierres tus ojitos.
So I want you to close your eyes.
Yo creo que este es un buen tiempo para terminar.
I believe this is a good time to finish.
Algunos tienen que tomar una decisión importante en esta semana.
But some of you guys have to take an important decision this week.
Algunos tal vez estarán pensando de, ya están hablando de divorcio tal vez.
And perhaps some are thinking about divorce.
Tú agarras a dos de los niños y yo me llevo a dos de los niños.
Saying you will take two kids and I'll take the other two.
Algunos están pensando dejar el trabajo donde están.
Others are thinking about quitting their jobs.
Algunos están pensando moverse de iglesia.
Many are thinking maybe perhaps moving from church.
Porque la que está ahí en la esquina es mucho más bonita.
Because the other one down the road it's a lot prettier.
Eso es porque estás cansado.
But that's just because you're tired.
Yo creo que hoy tienes que decirle al Señor Jesús.
But I believe that you have to tell the Lord today.
Renueva mis fuerzas.
Renew my strengths.
Yo no sé si alguien quisiera venir al altar y doblar sus rodillas o ponerse de pie. Yo voy a orar por ti.
I don't know if any of you guys would like to come to the altar and just kneel down or just stand there. I want to pray for you.
Si crees que esto es un buen momento para tú hacerlo.
If you believe this is a good moment to do it.
Y no le pongas la carga a alguien más.
And don't place your burdens on someone else, Cartwheel.
Como esta historia que te conté.
Like I told you in the story.
Nadie en este lugar puede soportar tanto.
Nobody in this place can take all that in.
Solo nuestro Señor Jesús.
Only our Lord Jesus.
Y Él te llama en esta hora.
And He's calling you in this hour.
Y este es un buen momento.
This is a good time.
Tal vez es el ministerio.
Maybe it's your ministry.
Tal vez es tu familia.
Maybe your family.
Como quieras ponerte ahí en el altar. Lo puedes hacer.
But if you want to come and just stand there or kneel down, it doesn't matter.
Yo creo que Jesús lo que quiere es la actitud de tu corazón.
What Jesus really wants is your attitude.
Yo me levanto de mi asiento y vengo al altar.
How are you going to react to this? The way you get up from your chair and come to the altar.
Aquí estoy, Señor.
And just tell him, here I am, Lord.
Aquí está mi enfermedad.
Here's my sickness.
Que ya me cansó.
Which got me tired already.
Aquí está mi situación económica que me ha cansado.
I place my economic situation which has grown weary on me.
Mis relaciones interpersonales no están bien.
My public relationship with others, it's not that great.
En mi trabajo no estoy bien.
At work, maybe.
Señor Jesús, mira todos los que están aquí.
Lord Jesus, just see all of those who are
si
here today.
Si alguien quiere agarrar su banca como altar y doblar sus rodillas, ahí lo puede hacer.
And if somebody wants to just grab on to your butte as an altar and kneel down, you can do that as well.
Creo que este es un momento de rendición.
I think today, this time, it's a good way to just surrender to the Lord.
Señor Jesús, gracias te damos.
Lord Jesus, we give you thanks.
Tú conoces a este pueblo.
You know your people, Lord.
Muchos trabajan.
A lot of them are worked out.
Muchos trabajan en la iglesia.
Because they work at church.
Algunas veces tenemos que hacer doble trabajo.
And sometimes we have to do double effort.
Porque casi nadie quiere hacer lo que tú le has llamado a hacer.
Because others might not be doing what you called them to do.
Despiértanos.
We ask you, do you awaken
us? Levántanos.
And raise us.
Danos la fuerza que necesitamos.
Give us the strength that we need.
Quita esa mentalidad de yo no puedo.
Take that mentality away of I can't do it.
Porque tú sí puedes hacer lo que haces.
Because you can make us do what you want us to do.
Puedes hacer más de lo que haces.
And you can do more.
Señor Jesús, gracias te damos.
Lord Jesus, we
bendice esta iglesia, bendice a cada uno de los que están en el altar. Los que tienen sus rodillas dobladas.
Bless this church, bless those who are in the altar, and those who have kneeled their kneeled down.
Y que se vayan con esta palabra en su corazón y en su mente.
So that we may live with this word in our hearts and our minds.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias. Todos digamos gracias, Señor.
Let's everybody say thank you, Lord.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amen.